But right now, we go to the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. It is Brock Osweiler, a Super Bowl 50 champion, of course, former Broncos quarterback. And Brock, we're talking about the passing of Coach Greg at Knapp today. When you heard the news, what did you think?
Boy, it's hard to believe, right? You know, it's something that you don't want to believe just because of, you know, beyond football, just because of the man and the person that he was. You know, he was his personality could fill a room. You know, he was confident. He was fun. He was funny. And he was a joy to be around. So, you know, first and foremost, just as, you know, a person and to lose, you know, someone who's impacted so many people in such a great way, it's heartbreaking.
Brock, it is definitely heartbreaking to hear about the loss of Greg Knapp. I know him closely and personally as well. But you had a chance to be in that room with him, you know, for some time. And tell the fans and take us inside that quarterback room and let them know, how was it that he helped your career as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, he really taught me what being a professional quarterback was all about. You know, top to bottom, all the credit goes to him. I think one of the best stories is I remember after my rookie year, Mike McCoy, our offensive coordinator, had just moved on to take the head job down in San Diego. Adam Gase got elevated to OC. And I remember John Elway talking to me in person, and he said, Brock, I'm going to go out there and find the best possible quarterback coach I can for you to help you develop. And, you know, that was something really exciting going into the offseason to hear. And because, you know, I knew I needed to, you know, develop and work on some things, especially fundamental-wise. And so I was eager to see who John was going to hire. And sure enough, it was Greg Knapp. And at the time, I didn't, you know, personally know him. But, you know, I read about him and reached out to other people who had been coached by him and heard nothing but great things. And then, in fact, I just told Peter King this story a couple minutes ago in an interview on the phone. And we go into OTA that first week, and there's Greg. And the second you walk into the room, like I said, he's just larger than life. He's positive. He's upbeat. And he just took over the room from the first second we walked in for day one OTAs. And I remember, you know, there was never a day that he didn't get the most out of you. And I think as a coach, or at least as a player, that's what you ask for in a great coach. You want a coach that's going to push you, whether it's a good day or a bad day, no matter what the situation is, and get the most out of you. And that was something that Greg always did. I was actually just on the phone with Trevor Siemian as well, and we were kind of reminiscing, and we both actually said it at about the same time. One of the things that I think made Greg such a great quarterback coach is he was basically a psychologist out there on the field. It was a special thing that he had, and I don't know if it's because he played the position in college or if he had coached it for so many years, if it was natural, where it came from. But Greg always knew, whether it was a game, a practice, in the meeting room, he always knew what to say to you. Sometimes it might have been two or three words, and other times, you know, it might have been a couple sentences or a 15-minute sit-down. But he always knew what to say. He always knew how to get the most out of his quarterbacks, and he was a very special man.
Brock Osweiler joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Brock, you learn so much from your coaches about football, but you also learn so much from them about life. And just hearing these stories from all you, you know, former Broncos, current Broncos, like Nick himself, like you, Trevor Siemian, et cetera. What about learning about life and learning about, you know, being a man from a guy like Greg Knapp and Coach Knapp?
You couldn't ask for a better person to be around. And I really do mean that. Not only did he teach me how to be a professional quarterback, you know, at a very young age, 21 years old, you know, showed me how to be a man, how to be a great, you know, family member, how to be a great friend, a great teammate. And he led by example. I think a great story about Greg was the first week of OTAs. And at the end of the week, he kept me in the room, when everyone else left, Peyton and the rest of the guys left, and he said, hey, you know, I want to take you to dinner tonight. And, you know, as a 21-year-old kid, you're like, man, do I really want to spend my Friday night, you know, with my quarterback coach, you know? And, you know, it was kind of funny. And he goes, you know, and I also know that you live with your girlfriend, and you know, Erin's now my wife. And I said, yeah, coach, I do. And she's great. And, you know, you'll love her. And he's like, you know what? I want her to come too. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay. So now my Friday night, not only is with my quarterback coach, but he wants my girlfriend to come too. All right. This is going to be great. So to make a long story short, we went out to dinner that night in the tech center. We had an amazing time. We didn't talk about football one single minute. And, you know, it obviously left a huge impression on me because he didn't have to do that. You know, that was his Friday night too. And I think there's so many coaches that it just becomes a transactional business for them, right? You're in the room with them that year. They're going to coach you. They're going to work with you. And then they might move on or whatever it may be. Where Greg wanted to get to know you as a person. He wanted to get to know your significant others. He wanted to get to know your parents. He wanted to get to know your siblings. And he always made a point to do that, whether it was a dinner or, you know, one of Greg's favorite things after a win would be to have a Modelo in the parking lot after the game. And you know, he would always try to pull you and your family members and your friends over. But he was engaged, and he was asking real questions, and he really wanted to know about these people that were in your life because he cared about you. And in return, as a player, you start recognizing that, you start seeing that, you start feeling that internally. And in the end, you know, now you give your all for that guy as well. So I don't know what else I can say about him. He was an A-plus person. You know, too good of a man to go too soon, and he's going to be sorely missed.
Well, Brock, man, thank you for joining us. I know it's a tough day for everyone. And I know you've been talking about, you know, and remembering one coach, Greg Knapp. But thank you for giving us some time here on the CISO Show this evening. Appreciate it, man.
No, of course. Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
And there we have him, Brock Osweiler, on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. And I got chills from those stories.